We are learning Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Samech Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of Daf Samech Tes Amud Aleph. Toli Le Rav L'Rebbe Bein Nechiti. Rav sent a Shaila to Rebbe. Between the lines, he wrote the Shaila. Exactly why he wrote it between the lines is not klar. Either Pshat is because they didn't have so much paper those days, and they had to, it was a Geras Shloimim, it was a regular Geras saying hello. He wrote between the lines the Shaila. Some say he's not allowed to write Torah Shabbat Fiksav at that time. They weren't allowed to write the Torah Shabbat yet. But either way, he wrote the Shaila between the lines of the She'ela Shalom. He's asking how he's doing. He wrote between the lines of Shaila. What was the Shaila? Ha'akim Sheshibdu Mahu. Akim that were Meshabed, they're Nechasim, which Pashab Shab means they sold it. What's the halacha? Could you collect parnasa, the nedunya from there? Could you collect the nedunya for the daughters from the mishabadim? Have a yosef Rav Chiya kameh. Rav Chiya was sitting in front of Rebbe when the shaila came. Omrulei, so Rav Chiya asked Rebbe, I don't understand Rav shaila. Is the shaila machru or mashkenoi? What was the case? The brothers have a estate. They sell those pieces of property or they put it as a guarantee for something, as a mashken for something. Omalei, my nafkamina. Rebbe told Rav Chiya, what's the difference? The shaila, I have an answer to the shaila either way. My nafkamina. Bein machru, bein shemashkenoi. Say if it was sold, say if it was meshubad, cause a mashken to someone. Either way, mitzil in leparnasa. You are mitzil from the lakuchais for nedunya. Vein mitzil mazainis. You're not mitzil mazainis. Like we learned in yesterday's daf. There's a difference between parnasa and mazainis. Mazainis ain't like kitzva. There is no set amount. And therefore, I'll take it to oilam. If every lekeach would buy, every time they buy something, there'd be a shy, it'd be possible that they'll start taking away things from his mezainis. So there's no way for him to be careful. He knows there's a simon here, but he has no idea how much to eat. So when he buys something, he doesn't know how to cheshvin, and then have to take from the mishabadim. So if someone's buying a piece of property, he doesn't know. But if it's the dunya, he knows. It's usually 10%. So you look at the guy's assets, who you're buying from, you see he has a lot of assets, so I could buy the karka because I'm not worried. That's the pshat, what we said yesterday, Svaro. So here he said, either way, it makes a difference if the shal was mashkin, or because the lashon of the shal was shishibdu. It makes a difference how the yusayim gave it away, either as a mashkin, or as a sale. Either way, you're mitzin leparnosa, vei mitzin lemezainis.
What's mitzin from mezainis
on mashkin? What? Because the mashkin...
Why
didn't she fool before the... She is, that's why mitzin, but not by mezainis, it's a tikkun olam. It's all tikkun olam. Mezainis is all tikkun olam. Mashkin is din al lekeach, and mezainis is din al tikkun olam. Mederaisa, betzem, whatever, not deraisa, but etzem, you would, me'ikr the din, you would collect from lekuchos for mezainis.
No,
mashkin is like a lekuchos. Anything, it's meshuvah, the guy that gave you a loan. He gave you a loan on your house, a mortgage. He only gave it to you because he can hold on to the house, hold on to the karka. So therefore, it's the same type of thing like a sale. Zokta Gemara, but Rav, what was found in Rav? Rav asked the question, Shashibdoi. Why was it so cryptic, his question? Rav, if his question was that the Yusayim sold the property, let them ask. Machre Mahu. Let him write Mashkinoi. So why did he write it so cryptically? Zokta Gemara, Rav Tavayu Kamabayalei. Rav held. Rav had both of these shailas, either mashkenoi or machroi. And v'savar, he said to himself like this, ikas vinalei machru, if I write the shaila machru, what's the halacha if the yosayimim sell the property? Honichalei shalachim metziyim, if Rebbe answers me that you might see him, so kol shkei mashken. They know for sure that if you might see from a lakeach, of course you might see from a mashken. But if Shalachli Eimetzin, if he says Eimetzin, let's say example from his owners, I can't be Mashkin to come by. I still have a question about Mashkin. Therefore, I don't want to only write Machroi. And if it's the opposite, if you write the Mashkin, if he writes the question by Mashkin, Ishachli the Eimetzin kol shkei Machroi. If he writes that Eimetzin from a Mashkin, so Kol Shkei not Moitzi Machre, because that's a better purchase. That's a purchase. Yishalach Eimetzin, I can't Machre for that. So I'll write Echtav Leish Shibdoi. I'll write Shibdoi Mashmachi, and therefore I have the question, and therefore whatever he answers, I'll see from his answer if he answers on both. And I say what he wrote was that both cases makes a difference. Eimetzin LePanos veEimetzin LeMezainis. Now. The only question is, why don't you just write the Shaila twice? Right? Let him write Machroi or Mashkula, write the Shaila both ways. So Rukh Sam Sefer really answers That what we said before, that they didn't have so much paper, they didn't want to write so much. They had to write it the most concise way possible. And therefore, he included both of them, the word Sheshibdoi, and that's how he asked the question. Rabbi Yechon argues on Rebbe. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Echod Zeh, Ve'echod Zeh, Ein Moitziim. Both cases, they are not Moitzi, not Leparnosa, and not Lemazonos. And so it's Moshe Yashvef from Samaches on base. There it said, Meisim v'chol yoyim, Moitziim Leparnosa, Ein Moitziim Lemazonos. Here it says, Ein Moitziim, it's Meisim v'chol yoyim, Hekka Se Ein Moitziim. It's good kash, it's Toysa as a kash. Toysa says, then the mask of a ha, Dav Samaches on base, Toysa like this. Afgav the Rav Mesafgale, Rav Yechanami Polog Lekamon, Ha'acham Shiduchos Mahu, Be May Rav Loi Ifshita Oysom Hairoa Dain. It wasn't Smaisim Mechol Yoim at this time of the Shiloh, but at the end of the day, it landed being Smaisim Mechol Yoim, that Metzin Leparnosa, Ve'im Metzin Lemazonis. So now we have a Machlekes Rebbe and Rabbi Yechanon, really. Rebbe says that Metzin Leparnosa, like we said, the reason is because it's Kotzov and Ein Metzin Lemazonis. And Rabbi Yechanon says, no, both cases, you're not Moitzi from the Lekuchos. He never heard of Rebbe's Shita. Because he didn't hear it directly from Rebbe. Then maybe he never heard of Rebbe's Shita. If he heard it, or maybe he heard it, but he didn't listen. He still argues. Agav, if you can ask me a question, Rebbe is a Tana. He's from the last Tana. And Rebbe is on Meira. How can Meira argue on a Tana? Bishlam a Rav. We have Rav Tana Apollo. Because we see Rav is sending shalos to Rebbe at the same time. He's a Talmud Rebbe, but Rabbi Yechanan, how does he argue? So someone in Taina, that if it's not a Mefurish, a Mishnah, or a Braisa, then you could argue on a Tana. The whole time when a Murray can't argue on a Tana, it's not Mefurish. But if it's Mefurish and a Braisa, when it's not Mefurish, they could argue. Okay, I got. But the Mara's question is like this. In Rabbi Yechanan, did he not hear of it, or he heard of it and he argued? What? Well, yeah, Mitzim. Rebbe holds Mitzim Leparnos, so yeah, Alts Kotzov, and he holds a Mitzim. That's the Machlaikis. Shaz is in Machlaikis, we never heard of it. It's possible we never heard of it. We would have heard of it in Makabal. Toshimad Itmar, we learned. Misha makes, Venich Tebonis. We have someone who died, leaves two daughters, Uben, and a son. Remember, a daughter gets 10%, Isir and Achasim, for her Chasana. So Misha makes, Venich Tebonis, Uben, and a son. The son gets the whole Yerusha. The Kodmar Rashem, not this in Achasim. The first one got married, got a tenth in Achasim, the first daughter. The second one didn't get a chance to be goyva. The Ben died. Now, if the Ben dies, he died with Adonai Yarshim. He doesn't have a father. So who gets the Yerusha? His sisters. His sisters get the Yerusha. So now, these two daughters fell into Yerusha. So what do we do is just take the 90% that's left and split it, 45 each. Or we take off another 10%, give it to girl number two. And now it's 80%, they split it, so each land up having 50%. What do we do here? Because does she get her Issa Nechasim first? That's the question. So what's the halacha? So Rabbi Yechon says, "Oh, Rabbi Yechon, Shnei Vitra." The second one loses her, she doesn't get her Nechasim, she doesn't get the Issa Nechasim. She's getting she gets 45%, she doesn't get the Issa Nechasim. Omer Avchanina, Avchanina argues. Mitzilin Parnasa, Mitzilin Mazainas. The Parnasa is such a strong chayiv, we take it away from the Kuchay. So of course we take it, if it's Be'en, of course we might see it. So what's going on? That's what he argued. Okay, but L'chayra, when Rabbi Yechanan tainted this to Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan should have said, what are you talking about? Let's read him in Psalm 1. And if he never heard of this memra, namely Man Omru, who said that? So Elamai, what's Pshat? The most Pshat, he heard it, and he argued. He argued. That must be Pshat. Zogdamar Noah, third side. Dilma Lo'im Lo'shmi'le. Hitaka didn't hear it right away. V'chishmi'le Kabul. When he said, Ein Mitzin Lo'imizeh, Lo'imizeh, he never heard. V'chishmi'ali Le'i, when he heard it, Kabul, he was Mekabul. He was Mekabul, Rebbe said. Aye, if he's Mekabul, so what's the answer to Rabbi Chanina's Taina? Vishani Awesome, the Ika Ravach Besa. You know why here she does not collect the 10% first? Because here she's getting much more than that. She's getting over here 45% of the Yerusha, much more, so not, we don't worry about 10%. Only Avyam Ravashi Lamiata Eshcha Metzia Ba'alma, she finds a Metzia, or she wins the lottery now, so we're not going to give her 10%. The Ika Ravach Besa is a lot of money. Yachan Emily Yavila, Yisin Achasma, Yisin Achasma. Amalei, no. I know Ravach Besa had an Ixi Kamina. I'm saying from this estate, she got from this estate. And like the Tosfos explains, that Isin HaChasim is really based on that we know the father would give from his estate money for the Chasana. But in the case where we're getting from his money 45% of the whole of a Homa Chasim, there we don't have his Umdun anymore, he would give 10%. It's not like a din 10%. The din is that the Umdun, the father wants to take care of his daughter from his Nechasim, okay? She's being taken care of. And therefore, as Ravach Beisar, Rav Yochanan argues from Chanina holds, she does not get the 10%. Now, Tosfos is an interesting Ksafik. Tosfos is Maskel Mashum, very small Tosfos. Yes, lo stopping Zog Tosfos, the Maskel Mashum. Heichid Ike Ese Banois, the Leka Ravach Beisar Mao. Let's say they have 10 daughters and one son, the same exact story. So there, when they split it up, each getting only 10%, so now already there's no Ravach Beisar. Maybe here, there is a difference. Tosfos is Mesopic. I guess usually.
Get married.
What?
Which order you get married.
Right, yeah, which order you get married. But still, he's saying that there's not the same amount. Here we're saying she's getting half the Nechasim. Of course, these children need a little extra. But when it's a lot of daughters, it could be a different story. Tell you something, what you do then. Okay. Zog Tamar Avaita. Oma Ameimar. Bas Yeresh Shava. Bas Yeresh Shava. This Bas, who gets the Isa Nechasim, has a din of a Yeresh. That's a din. So Gemara says, what does that mean? Is it true that, let's say the Yisraelim say, you know, I like these properties, you know, Manhattan, I'll give you the money of the Eastern Nechasim instead of giving you the property. So you're not allowed to do that? I'm like, yeah, it's Yerusha. Yerusha means that she has a 10% right in all the Nechasim. That's what Yerusha means. And therefore, if she wants the Nechasim, she wants part of the estate, the Yisraelim can't say, I'll pay you off. Because it's Yerusha. So that's what Rameh says. So Rav Asher said, you tell him, I never heard of Salacha. Amalim Salacha Mammon? He said, yeah, you can't be Salacha Mammon. Another question. I say, I want to give you this specific for our property. You might give 10% of everything, only this property. So you can't say that? I'm like, yeah, you can't say that. He was trying to like bring out that your Pshat Ameimar is like a new Pshat, because if she was the Yerusha, I would have heard of these Salachas before. But he said, yeah, that's the halacha. You never heard of it, that's the halacha. But Rav Ashi argues. Rav Ashi yom bas balas choyv havya. It's like a din of a choyv. And therefore, they could be misalak you with money. Va'af ameim ahod debay. Ameim also was choyzer. Domo rav amyumi b'reid rav nechumi. Have a kamini kameid ameim. I was sitting from ameim arbay yedin toira. Va'asoy yisil kamei. Tava kaboy yisil nechasim. There was a court case that came. The one yisil nechasim, one of those cases. And I saw that he held the boy was stuck to have a masalak that if the Yisraelim want to give money instead, it works. How do I know that's what Amema holds? The Shami Ma'achi, I heard the brother saying while they were discussing the case, they told her, the Yisraelim told her, the daughter there, while they were schmoozing there, you know what, if I had money, I would just get rid of you. V'ishtik, and Rameimar didn't say a word. Ishtik l'amamid, he didn't say a word. And it should have been Moicha. That he wasn't Moicha is a raya, he agrees to that halacha. And so it's an unbelievable thing from this Gemara. You see that if a dayan hears people saying something and they quiet, it's a raya, they hold like that. Therefore, Zok Taisit v'mas v'ishtik, Mekan Rogel Rabbein Atam, Kshay Yoshev v'din, V'echam bal yedinim v'gazim l'chaver v'oy v'kach t'schayali v'din, Rabbeinu Tam used to say, you're not saying the truth, because you see, you have to be Meicha. When someone's saying not true, you have to be Meicha. Talk upon him, she has dinner with Baal HaSchoy. The Hashdam is Baal HaSchoy, and now that you say that she's a Baal HaSchoy, the question is, who's Baal HaSchoy is she? We'll see the Nafin in a second. Is she the Baal HaSchoy of the Abba or the Achi? Is she the Baal HaSchoy of the father or the brother? That means we have Reuven dies, leaves over his son Shimon, and there's a daughter here. Daughter's getting 10% for the chasana. Who owes it to her? Is it from Reuven's chayv or Shimon's chayv? The father or the brother? L'may nafkamina, what's the difference? Two nafkaminas. L'migma l'beinish loy b'shvua, v'zibur is b'shvua. There's two nafkaminas. When you collect a father's chayv from the children, from the estate, first of all, you have to make a shvua. It says, "Ain't from nichsei yisrael element as a zeburis, ain't from element of a shvua." First of all, you have to make a shvua, and second of all, you only collect from zeburis. Mashenk in a regular bal chayv, you go collect bal chayv. You don't need a shvua, and you get beininess. So if the yisrael mimala bal chayv, so I come collect my yisrael chasim, I get beininess, and I don't have to make a shvua. But if it's the father's chayv, I have to make a shvua and only collect zeburis. That's the afkamina of the two reasons. So that's the first question: which one is the chayv? Is it a chayv of the father, chayv of the brother? Toshima, I'll bring a ride. Ravina Agvila Barti de Rav Ashi. Ravina collected for the daughter of Ashi. Ashi was died, and the daughter of Ashi getting married. So he collected him in my braid of Ashu, Bainis, Vishlav Ashua, Bainis and Ashua. My braid of Sama braid of Ashi, from the grandson of Ashi, who is the Buris Vishua. So what you see is, from the first part of it, you see clear that he collected from Mar, the son of Ravashi, Benis or Shuos. What do you see? It's Baal Shchayiv the Achi. But he brought another Knetch over here. There was a brother of Mar, his name is Rav Sama, and he died. Now, Rashi is Shalom the Girsa, but Pashas, he died after the father died. So the Chayiv was Chala on him, and then he died. So the son of Rav Sama is Mechuyiv, but it's as far as Chayiv. What?
Nephew.
It's a nephew of the Isha, yeah.
So it's his father's chayv?
Yeah, it's father's chayv.
So maybe the first chayv is also the father's.
No, it's not. This chayv is on the brothers of the daughter. Rav Sama's brother. This is the first case. He claimed Benis or Vishua.
The second case, which is the grandson.
No, right. And that's so the Buris.
The first case is also just the chayv and the father. That
it says Benis. No, it says Benis. I'm not sure what you're asking. It says Benis or Vishua. You click Benis. You click Benis. Obviously, it's the brother's chayv. It's a brother's chayv. You wouldn't collect Benis for now. Now, why from the next generation, the next generation is a Buris, because that's the father's chayv. It's Rav Sama's chayv, which was the generation of the girl, his brother, her brother. So Klar, her brother's Baal Chayv. They ask, what do you need? You don't need the second half of the raya. This is the first half of the raya, but I guess they're saying the whole story. And therefore, it's clear that it's the Baal Chayv of the brothers, not of the father. Sholach le Rav Nechem, Yibreid Rav Yisrael, Rav Rav Huna, Zutom Naradai, Ki Asya Yisrael Kamach, when this daughter, when this lady comes in front of you, teaching us halacha, we know that isin achosim is only collected from karka, because that's the only thing that's meshubid is the karka. So he says that isterubulo, which is the rechayim, the mill, the piece of cement that's attached to the ground, that you use for a grinding mill, has a din of karka. Since it's mechubah lekarka, has a din of karka. So you collect, so he says, collect from, even from this rebula, you even collect from that, because that's to the karka. So panoso, you only collect from karkoi. We had a mandiyama, it's not like that, but lamaisa, we paskin, like we'll learn, on today's daf, Me'at Shem, Hilchasam Mekakoyi, V'loi Metalfli, Bein Lemezoini, Bein Leksuva, Bein Leparnasa. That's how we paskin. Actually, it's a Machlaikis, you're right, it's a Machlaikis. We already had Machlaikis before a few times, but and yesterday's daf. But here, this man, the Yamahel, Dafka Makarka, he said, even Isterbula, Omar Vashi, Gavin Verakana, Gavin Afilu Ma'amal of the Basi, even you can collect from the rent. You could take from the rent, because that's considered karka. Now, Toisvis, the Maschol Ma'amlo, asks, what's the case? If it's Chiris that's coming from the bottom afterwards, that's Pashat Karkoi. That's Pashat I could take from there for the Isin Achasim. And if it's money you already collected before, that's Metaltlim. So Toisvis says, the case is, it was the middle of the year, the rent that was the middle of the year, and really, Ein Schiris Mr. Melz Al Vasoy. Really, Schiris really the Tzchal, the Chiyiv, only at the end of the year. So any rent you collect in the middle of the year, that the chiddush still has a din of karka. That's what Taisus explains. So the Gemara Vayta, Shalcha Rav Anan leRav Huna. Rav Anan sent a shaila to Rav Huna. Huna chavrein, Huna my friend, Shalim. Kias yach isla kamach. When this lady comes in front of you, agvisi nichsi, give her 10% of the nechasim. Have Yosef Rav Sheshi Gamei, Rav Sheshi sitting in front of Rav Huna when the shaila from Rav Anan came, and the lashon was Huna chavrein. So Rav Sheish, so he was a little. The Rav Huna was a little insulted, and Rav Sheish was his Talmud. So Amalei, he tells his Talmud, Zil Amalei, go back to Onan and tell him the following: Uvishamta yehei mandloi Amalei, and whoever doesn't do it, it'll be becherim. So you better go back and say this. What should you say? Anan Onan, you know, cloud. His name is Onan, but he made like a shikul joke at him. Onan, mikarkoi umetatli. He told me to give this lady isa nechsi. Should I give him karko umetatli? And another question asked, he told Rav Sheish to ask Onan, Rav Onan. Another question, Man Yosef be Marzicha v'reisha, who sits in front of the Marzicha? Who sits in front? I don't know what that means, we don't know. Also Rav Sheish came to Rav Onan. So Rav Sheish came to Rav Onan, he's very scared. Imagine coming to God Al-Adar now. Omalei, Mar Rabba, he says, so he went up to him with this. He told, you know, you Rav Onan, you're a big Yid. Rav Huna Rabbe, the Rabba. But Rav Huna is your Rabbi. V'shemute shamit mandli Omalei. And he said, I should be in Chayrim if you don't say this to you. Bilav the Shomet, if not for that, Le'av Kamina, I wouldn't have came. And now I'm telling you what I'm supposed to say. Le'av Kamina, I wouldn't have came and said this. on, mimikakoy mitatli. Do you collect from karka mitatli? Uman yosef be mazicha bereisha. Kitzer, Rav Onan was stickle insulted. Also, Rav Onan, the kamedia ma'ukva. So, Rav Onan went to ma'ukva. I'm like, chazi ma'hecha shalafli Rav Huna. Onan, look what he said to me. Onan, also avoid marzicha shalafli Rav Huna. I don't know what he's talking about. Who sits in front of the bay marzicha? What are we talking about here? Omalei, emily ezigufa dovda. Taka, tell me what happened. Hechiavo, exactly what happened. Omalei, hochi valchiav, this was the story. Omalei, gabrod liyoda ma'iniu marzicha. Someone does not know what the word marzicha means. Shalafli Rav Huna, Huna chavrin. You write to Rav Huna, Huna my friend. So Yishtikel deserved it. Yishtikel deserved it. So the Gemara says, "My marzicha. What taka is marzicha? Avel. Avel. The chesiv koyam Hashem al tove beis marzeach, which is a pasuk in Yirmiyah talking about avel. So the question was, who sits on the head of the table? The avel sits at the head of the table. He sits brush, and he was trying to show him that even though Rav Anan, you're the rav of your city. But being, sometimes the officers in the front also, don't call me Huna Chavrin. Like upon him, that was the mice over here. We're not learning any halacha from exactly from this mice, but like upon him, that was a story with Onan and Rav Huna.